Episode 157, 3 days staycation celebration, part 2. Okay, love, so let's get back into it. We finished unwrapping and playing around with our gifts, and now it was time to check out the new show, Cross, that we'd planned on watching. There are 8 episodes in the first season on Prime, and we were both excited to watch our first show together. It was pretty cool overall, but had a slow start. Then, towards the end, it really picked up and even left us with a cliffhanger. He decided that he liked it and would definitely watch the rest of the season. I was happy about that because I think it's going to be a good show for us. We finished the episode and went upstairs to relax. We thought we would fall straight to sleep, but instead we put on the Aurora Borealis lights and listened to various songs on our playlist while we chilled. We actually stayed up for another hour and then eventually fell out. We woke up around 10 a.m. and quickly got ready to head to McDonald's. We had to rush because for whatever reason, we decided to listen to music and play around with the music boxing machine. It was fun, but we should have waited until later to play. Nevertheless, we finished and left with about 10 minutes to spare before breakfast was over. Luckily, my house isn't too far from there and we arrived with 5 minutes to spare. We ran inside and got online to order, but there was an old man that seemed disheveled and was holding things up. We worried that we wouldn't get to the front in time to order, so I pulled up the app and was about to do it through there, but then we got to the front of the right on time. We ordered our breakfast and were off. We ate the hash browns first. We were famished and only planned to eat one, but after a few minutes, devoured the second one. Then, instead of waiting to have our sandwiches, we ate them in the car too. Within 5 minutes, we were back home and heading to the gym. We needed to have a good workout after that breakfast, and we definitely did. We did a combination of cardio and strength and felt great afterwards, so it was time to head home and shower. We opted to shower together to save time and then tried on our holiday pajamas. He loved them and said I did a great job choosing them. They had the Grinch on them and were beige sweats. They were super comfortable and the perfect outfits for our at-home lounge day. We head downstairs and put on our second movie, Ferrari. But after 40 minutes, we turned it off. It just wasn't doing it for us, and neither one of us was feeling it at all. Just too much talking and too slow. He rated it a 2.5 and me a 2. It wasn't good at all. Well, at least not for us, but maybe someone else would like it. The movie had actually made us more tired, so we went upstairs to take a nap, but ended up listening to some music first instead. We eventually fell to sleep and then woke up and talked a bit about before heading back downstairs. We put on movie number 3, Bike Riders. It was cool overall and an okay storyline and some drama, but not my favourite or his. We watched about 15 minutes of it and then went to pick up our Chinese food. We put on the countdown but knew almost all the songs. It felt great because our plan to be up to date on new music was really working and we felt so elite. At one point during our car ride, he looked at me and said, "You look good, and you've looked good this entire weekend, especially your first outfit when I got there. You weren't lying about that outfit." I blushed and said thank you. I felt so good after the compliments he had given me. We head home and continued to enjoy our bubble while we ate our food. It was good, and being that we hadn't had it in a while, we were satisfied. We finished the movie and rated it with a low 4. Like I said, it was cool, but nothing to brag about. Then he remembered a 49ers game was coming on, and he totally forgot about it. He looked so guilty when telling me because he really wanted to watch it, and I guess I wasn't sure if I'd be cool, with it. I told him that we could watch it. I knew it was his favorite team, and nothing is ever set in stone on our weekends, so why not? We switched to the game and I worked on my playlist while adding to my single life notes. I also passively watched the game and the first half was pretty good. The 49ers were up, but the Lions kept fighting back. We switched over to watch a second episode of Cross during halftime, but when we returned, the Lions had taken the lead and were up by 3 points. The 49ers kept trying to come back, but they made stupid mistakes, especially their kicker. That poor guy, he literally missed every kick he took, and they needed them to get closer to the lead. Unfortunately, they ended up losing, and I really felt bad for the kicker because, as my man kept saying, the coach was not happy with him, and he will be fired. I guess it happens, but he really sort of cost them the game, so he needs to get better if he wants a future in the field. Anyway, we finished watching the game and went on to check out the floor. We've come to love it and the competition aspect of competing against one another, as well as against the contestants on the show. We completed an episode and went on to play a Christmas card game that came with the Christmas crackers I'd bought for us. Originally, I'd planned to save the crackers and not pop them until New Year's Eve, but he noticed our stuffed stockings and wanted to pull them, so he did. Each cracker had a joke and a paper crown in it that we put on and then took off before we went out to the grocery store the day before. Now it was time to play the game. It was pretty cool overall. We had asked to pick a card and then answer the question by listing three things it asked for within the 6 seconds. If you were able to succeed for both questions on the card, you kept it, but if not, the card was put back in the pile. For time purposes though, we chose to put the card to the side, and yep, you guessed it, we definitely competed. The rounds were close, but I ended up beating him 9-7, haha. Prior to the game, he'd been falling asleep, and now he was fully up and ready to compete for another round of the floor. We went back and forth and had fun competing, and then I made him some tea because he was feeling nauseous. Then we did our brain games and Duolingo before heading upstairs to chill. We weren't really sleepy, so we went into reviewing our yearly goals. I think it's super cool being able to review what you accomplished and didn't with your partner and work with them to create new goals for the year. We finished his and I started creating major and minor goals, but he started falling asleep, so I continued on without him and knew that we'd have time to review them again the following day. It was about 4:15 a.m., so I wasn't surprised he fell asleep. I was up for about 20 minutes more, and once I completed my goals, joined him in sleepland. Okay, I'll end here for now, but that doesn't mean the weekend ended. The final part will be coming soon, so get your popcorn because we're about to take in the new year together. But until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.